Okay, so here I am on a rainy afternoon in a caravan in Kent, and what I want to cheer me up is a cider, and it's going to go with pork, mushrooms and links in an interesting sauce involving Chenin Blanc, South African wine, a little bit later on when I've sort of mellowed into the day. I still want to do a bit of tidying around, and I want to play chess studies and, you know, just feel like I'm really knocking on there with some foodie need. So I'm going to entertain myself with the Henry Weston's Medium Dry Cloudy Vintage, full-bodied and fruity character, and it is knocking in at a mighty 7.3%. Okay, and it tells us that it's 2024. Lightly clouded and sparkling, fresh, fruity, full-bodied, medium dry. Henry Weston cider, produced only from apples from a single year's harvest. Our vintage ciders are always slowly matured and spend time in traditional oak vats, which ensures an exceptional taste. And these oak vats, which I have been there and I've seen them, big enough to stand up in easily. I mean, you know, they're as big at least as a lift. You could stand plenty of people in them. You'd probably get a bit funny on the fumes, but, you know, don't we all sometimes? So let's pour this one into an actual Weston's glass and see where we're going. Remember, we've got 9 criteria, and we're heading for a final where we want 6 ciders from around Britain to compete with one another on completely brand new criteria, which I will think up as I go. Right, so first of all, we've got packaging and provenance. Packaging, I mean, it's actually in a clear bottle so that you can see the cider as, you know, as it sits there on the shelf. Absolutely faultless packaging, and you know, this cider, we don't know whether they're cider apples or dessert apples, and I'm not judging any of the ciders on what type of apples they are. They just have to be British ciders from British apples. I know that Weston's bring in apples from farmers around Herefordshire, but they are dealing with a whopping quantity, as you can see when you go out and buy it anywhere. But it hasn't lost its integrity. That's the thing. It's the same farmhouse, the same farm as it has been since 1880. And you can go and see it yourself just outside Ledbury at a wonderful little hamlet called Much Markle. It's so Herefordshire. If you know Herefordshire, I lived there for some, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and it just is, it sparkles as one of the most magical counties in the world. It's still got old gated roads and, you know, the profusion of butterflies, swallows, incredible streams everywhere, you know, and just wildlife teeming. It's one of Britain's most unspoilt counties, and it happens to coincide with one of Britain's best cider counties, right? So provenance, I'm going to go for, it's a bit tricky dicky of me, but I'm going to go for 2.5 because I know the apples come from around, but it doesn't specifically say so, and it's not entirely their own grown apples, but they're within around 5 to 10 miles, you know. It also doesn't tell us exactly what apples, so I'm being a bit picky here, so I'm just going to give them 2.5 for the provenance, and the packaging 3, so it's a 5.5 there, which is the highest scoring so far. The look of the cider, now it's a tricky one because I've just opened the Rattler and that really was a 6 out of 6. And it depends what you're looking for in a cider. If you want a cloudy cider that's a bit murky but gold, you're going to like this, but if you wanted one that was sparkling and silver looks, then you're not going to like this. So you've got to sort of judge them on what are they, rather than across the board, which is the prettiest, that type of thing. Does it look like a good quality cider? And I'd say, yeah, that looks like a pretty good quality cider. It's not the prettiest of colours, but there's nothing fake about the colour. It's just looking pretty much like, you know, it's looking inviting. Come in and let me bite you, is basically what it's saying. It's not the most appealing colour, so I'm going to go there with a 5.5 again on the look of the cider, okay? Nose. Right, let's get up and close to it. Oh, now that is a superb nose, right? Yeah, that's incredible. There's a lot of fruit in there and a mass of oak, and just, it is actually a really sexy nose. That's a 6. The nose is superb. In fact, you feel a little bit, ooh, just smelling it. Now, first up is apple taste, okay? Ciders don't taste of apples, but let's see if this one does. Well, if that doesn't taste of apples, I don't know what else it does taste of. That's almost 7.5%. That could be a beautiful cloudy apple juice. It's so well blended and so subtle. You'd find on trying to rise that it wasn't an apple juice. It was a very strong bite you in the neck cider, but that is absolutely tip top. So it's a definite 6 there for apple taste. Okay. Don't forget, this is just one Westerns. You know, the criteria could hit a different Westerns at different angles. Extra taste. Now, that's just the general taste and feeling around the outside of the appleness, okay? I mean, there's definitely some mature oak in there. We're not getting blueberries or Christmas cake, but why would we? I'm getting a bit of sort of Herefordshire cow shit, which I think is excellent. So I'm going to give that one a 5 for extra taste, and that's scored the highest so far. That is just beautiful to me. That is like, I mean, it's so good. It's all apple, but there's that maturity of oak in there as well. Clean palate. I mean, there aren't little bits floating in it, you know. What it is doing, I mean, it's a fabulous finish. It is leaving a coating of don't mess with me around my mouth. It's certainly a clean palate, but it's a challenging one, okay? So I think I'm only going to give that one a 4. Right, because it's a challenging one, and I do think that a cider to score high on this particular criteria, it shouldn't be too challenging, because it should be sort of for the newbie cider person to create the concept of a clean palate. So we'll just go for 4 with that one. This is a, you know, you know when you've been appled cider. I mean, this isn't for someone that's had lemonade and hasn't tried cider before. Bubbles, non-existent, totally non-existent. They're just nowhere. There aren't any bubbles. I mean, there are bubbles, but that's as near to a scrumpy as possible. So I'm going to have to give that a 0 on bubbles, because it just isn't even showing one little bubble anywhere. Okay. Feel could factor. I mean, the fact that the glass is clear, so you can see exactly what you're going to get, which was the complete opposite of the Merry Downsider, because that was a beautiful green. If I had seen what I was going to get, I wouldn't have bought it. Right, so yes, that one scored 2 on the feel good factor, and the reason it got as much as 2 was simply because, well, the look of the cider was 1. A million RC, it could have been a naught, you know. But the feel good factor was that the bottle was very, very nice, and I enjoyed buying the bottle. It's a nice bottle, and I'll keep the bottle. It's a nice bottle, right? But feel good factor with this one, and it is in with the Westerns brand, and the fact that they've kept the same sort of bottle label for so many years, I can't even begin to imagine when they started it. I mean, the feel-good factor is 6. It's 6 out of 6. You know, it's 6 out of 6, okay? And goes with cheese. Now, I'm thinking crunch into an apple, nice big hunk of extra mature cheddar. I mean, you know, if you'd done goes with pasta or goes with sausages, I don't think it goes with those. You could do. But, yeah, this is pretty much goes with cheese. That's going to score pretty highly. I'm going to do 5 for that one, okay? And that leaves us with the Malt Kiwi and Lime Cider, which is sort of the other end of the barrel. But anyway, let's have a look at this. So we've got packaging provenance, look of cider, 5.5 each. That's 11. Nose, 6. Apple taste, 6. So that's 12 and 11 is 23. Extra taste, 5. 28. Clean palate, only 4. 32. And then bubbles, nothing. And feel good factor, 6. Goes with cheese, 5. So that's 11. What did we have just then? Sorry, was it 32? 23 and 32 and 11, 32 and 11, 43. Whoa, now that's what I call a cider. So no idea how the malt is. I mean, the whole point of the criteria is, okay, some of them are going to fall down on one and some are going to do good on another, but it was just meant to be something by which I could judge these ciders without it falling down to my personal preference, okay? And so far the scores are 18, 37, 38, 40, and now 43. And that's out of a possible 54. It'll be surprising if something gets much higher than 43. So I think, yeah, medium dry, cloudy vintage, 7.3%. It depends what you're looking for in a cider. If you're looking for, you know, a bit of hey-ho before we go off, you know, boating or something, I wouldn't recommend this one. If you're going to go driving, I wouldn't recommend that one. If you're going to, you know, a party and you're just having a quick snifter before you go, definite no. And again, if you're, you know, just night clubbing, definite no. If you've got a nice long afternoon in a back garden with apple trees and a bit of dapple shade and one of those nice checked tablecloths and, you know, a book and plenty of these bottles chilled, doesn't have to be chilled, but chilled's nice, then that's your big boy. That's where you're going to really go strong. So just so far, 5 out of 6. I would say if you want an absolutely staunch, sturdy, all-rounder cider, go for the Rattler. If you want a really top-notch, super decent, you know, strong, almost a Viking of a cider, Western's Cloudy, brilliant. If you want a absolutely super but lower alcohol cider, try the Thatcher's Haze. And if you want just to save money and get a damn good cider, try the Original Dry. And if you've practically given up on living, you might try the Merry Down. Chin chin.